It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. But right now, I look like I'm about to tell ghost stories because I had to adjust my light. And as I realized I was doing that on camera, mwahaha.
I think the hat also helps.
Yeah, it captures everything. It really gets me a ghost story. I'm like, how do I make a ghost story out of the commander's schedule? Deep in the forests of Ashburn, Virginia. I don't know. A team prepares for a season that's going to be hard. And somewhere 30 miles away, a radio host sucks at telling ghost stories. All right. You just heard Logan and I talk about the schedule, but it's also how the schedule interacts with what this team was in 2024, right? It's, if we're being honest, which is everyone's favorite thing, the Commanders had a fairly improbable 2024 season, right? And I don't just mean like they had the number two pick. It worked out. He had the best rookie season ever. All their free, or most of their free agent stuff hit. They were able to overcome some of the things that didn't hit. They had decent enough injury luck for long enough. And also, did I mention that number two pick thing, having the most ridiculous rookie season that we've ever seen from a quarterback? Like, I'm not talking about the improbability just of the story. They had the best fourth down percentage in 30-something years in the NFL, conversion-wise, on a pretty high volume. They went for it a lot, and they converted 87%, I think it was. That's preposterous. Their third down percentage was good. They had a bunch of other things. You know, their two-point percentage was high. Like, they had a bunch of stuff. Their record in one-score games, I mean, what was it, 7 games in a row, Anthony decided on the final offensive possession for Washington or something like that?
Yeah, I think it was the last 5.
Yeah. So they were awesome situationally. And year over year, those things tend to not sustain. The best predictor of how good you'll be year over year is success rate on first and second down in the first half. Because that tells a lot about who you truly are on the repeatable parts of your offense. Now, obviously, that comes with its own set of caveats when you're talking about year over year, because if your quarterback changes or you have a major personnel change or whatever, like, those numbers can shift. But it is easier to predict the first and second down success in the first half than it is third down situations, what's going to happen in late game situations, on down the list of things that we deem situational football. And so I think you can take an optimist or a pessimist view, because it's May and we don't have any idea how this is going to go yet. You want the optimist or the pessimist view first, Anthony?
I want the optimistic view.
You want me to rain on the parade at the end? Thanks. Although this is probably good. We would never get a second chance to make a first impression. So the optimist view is actually fairly simple. The biggest driver of or the two biggest drivers of success of their situational excellence last year were Jaden Daniels, who theoretically should be even better in year two, and the fact that they practice the hell out of situations. They practice situational football more than any team that Logan was ever on or around, that Santana, that Smoot, like all those guys that we hear talk about football that have played in the last 25 years of the NFL. All those dudes that played for all those different coaches and all those different organizations and franchises have never, including, by the way, Logan Paulson with Dan Quinn, who practiced it more than anywhere else in his career when he was with him in 2017 in Atlanta, or 2016 in Atlanta, nobody has ever seen the amount of situational work that the Commanders put in. So you can call it a fluke based off the percentages, and there is undoubtedly an element of, let's call it, luck to their success. But there's also real substance behind their success. And so you have this quarterback who tends to break defenses in those situations, combined with a team that is ready for those situations. And I would be kind of surprised, frankly, and this is not me being an optimist, this is me being a realist. I would be surprised if the Commanders aren't one of the best third and fourth down teams in the NFL in 2025, offensively, because they're built for it. The pessimist view is, you're now facing significantly harder opponents. And so some of the excellence you had in those situations where the rubber meets the road, they got a, I don't know what how to extend the rubber in the road analogy. Now are we in monster trucks and they got a bigger truck? Like we used to run over some Ford Pintos and VW Bugs, and now it's like, oh, they have a monster car too. They have a rally truck. We're gonna run into each other and we might come out okay, but we might catch some damage. As opposed to we're just gonna run over that little thing that's in our way. And so that is the pessimist view is you have these stats that are highly variable to begin with. There is almost just based off math, no chance of repeating the success you had last year anyway. And now the fight is going to be fair. You're not facing Carolina. You're not facing some of the worst teams in the league. Shoot, even the quote unquote bad teams that you are facing, the teams that you have to face based off division, right? You have your own. The Giants front seven is nasty. You have the Bears were the last place team in the NFC North last year, and they are probably going to be better. You have the AFC West. I mean, okay, who's the worst team in the AFC West? Is it the Raiders, who now have Geno Smith on offense and Pete Carroll guiding the defense? Like, you just don't have a lot of layups on the schedule. And so I think that is where you can, if you want to have concern and you like getting worked up over things you can't control, that's a good one to do in May. And I think the biggest question about this Commander season and how successful it can be is the competition and the way the razor thin margins that they won games on last year, feeling impossible to repeat just a year later.
All right, so I think my question is twofold. One, why are we failing to realize what we did in the playoffs? I understand like the playoffs is separate of the regular season, but who's to say, you know, the better teams that we face in the playoffs, we don't play up to we play up to their level, and some of those teams like the Bears, some teams like the Saints, some teams like. Who else was not good on our schedule? We played down to the level of competition. And the thing is, Craig, we see this all the time in the NFL. We've seen the Raiders go out there and beat the Ravens. I mean, we saw the Raiders beat the Ravens last year. And we're like, how did the Raiders go out here and destroy the Ravens like that? And it's because it's a week-to-week league. And then also, sometimes teams just don't get up for, you know, those lesser team games kind of thing. So I think when it came down to us, you know, having to play those better teams. The Bucks the second time around. We weren't ready the first time around. The second time, we were ready. We played the Lions last year. Everybody was scared about this high-powered offense. And, you know, they probably did have a bad day. But at the same token, we were ready for the test. The Eagles, all right.
Who else was ready for that?
Yeah. So, I think we play up to – I think when I look at this season, I think we just can't play – we can't pick and choose when we want to play up to, you know, a team's level or play down to a team's level.
Well, and that's the thing is, right, if you have an off week, because you can say like, oh, did they play down to some teams? I guess there might have been one or two. You know, you certainly didn't play well enough against the Giants in week two. You certainly didn't play well enough against, like, you didn't take care of advantage of opportunities against the Cowboys. That's a good one. And then the Bears, too, like, you know, they weren't very good. They hadn't been broken yet.
We're struggling with execution.
But like the Commanders dominated that game, and then all of a sudden the Bears are up, and then the Hail Mary happens, and then the Bears weren't up anymore. But you do that against other teams, you know, and by the way, you play perfectly fine against Carolina without Jaden, right? You house them. It was 40-7 or whatever it was. So like they also had plenty of days where they just flat out took care of business. And it's like, okay, the margin for error is just that much slimmer. And again, I come down on the, like, my true opinion is I come down on the optimist side of this. I think that when you have one of them dudes, and five is one of them dudes, not that the other stuff doesn't matter, it's just, it matters less than having him. He will make you right more weeks than not. Having him, and if he's healthy for 17, I don't want to say guarantees you because, I mean, Joe Burrow last year, the Bengals defense was so bad that they couldn't get out of their own way. But even then, they finished at 9-8, didn't they? Like, if Jaden is really in that class with Burrow, Mahomes, Allen, and Lamar, they're winning 9 games. Now, the rest of it gets to tell you how much better than 9 they get. But if he's actually that good, which I think that he is, and he's built like that, you win nine. And so it's going to come down to, you know, can you do all that stuff? And is he that good? Is he that much of a killer on fourth down? Is he that much of a killer in third down situations? Will he stare down the barrel of blitzes again and just, hey, Terry, you're out there. Terry's out there somewhere. Find it. And so those are the things that I wonder. I think they are built, for whatever it's worth, also to not have to live in some of those high leverage situations as much as they did last year. They thrived in high leverage situations. They also were in a ton of them. I think this is a football team that is built to win on first and second down in a much more sustainable way this year. The way they built the offensive line and, frankly, the way they built the defensive line to be better against the run, I think this is a more sustainable football team, but we're not going to know that until September. And I repeat, it is May. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, the age-old question that we ask on Tuesdays or Mondays, whenever we're coming off a weekend, what else happened this weekend? We take a look around the world of sports. Plenty of other stories, if you will, next on the Hoffman Show.